This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. The president says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invading Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden, and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven. The president has been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes a steady advance. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable. Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian Embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moïse. Haitian officials said on Thursday 17 suspects have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, 15 of them from Colombia. The chief of Haiti's national police added that three other suspects were killed and another eight were on the run. Leon Charles, chief of Haiti's national police, urged people to stay calm and let police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence they were destroying, including burning cars. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia's defense minister said initial reports indicated that the suspects identified as Colombian were retired members of the National Army. The spokesperson said the government has urged the Army and the police to cooperate fully with the investigation. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears. The day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators will be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Tropical Storm Elsa, carving a destructive path here in the U.S. up the East Coast after killing at least one person in Florida and spinning up a tornado in neighboring Georgia that flipped over a recreational vehicle, tossing one person to a lake. Elsa gained strength Thursday across North Carolina and was expected to pass near the eastern mid-Atlantic states Thursday evening and night and move near the northeastern section of the U.S. on Friday. A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. Pfizer's chief scientific officer tells the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration next month for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot could dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading of coronavirus variants. And a 5.9 magnitude earthquake rattled California's Nevada border Thursday, with people hundreds of miles away reporting the shaking. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, there were no immediate reports of injuries there. Anger is growing, for lack of clarity, on when Australia will allow international tourism and migration to resume, as New South Wales reported its biggest daily rise in locally acquired COVID-19 cases in 2021 on Thursday. And Zalia Avant-Garde breezed to the championship of the Scripps National Spelling Bee here in the U.S. 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana, becomes the first African-American winner of the Bee and the only second black champion in the Bee's 96-year history. She leaped for excitement, spelling the word Mariah, a genus of a tropical Asiatic and Australian tree. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.